through here. And the music goes down and around. Oh, 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 and it comes out here.
Here?
No, there.
Oh, there.
Yes, dear. I push the first valve down.
Up.
No, down. The music goes down and around. Oh, 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 and it comes out here.
Here?
Oh, now let's not go through that again, honey. I push the middle valve down.
Now, what does this have to do with the COVID virus? Well, I'm going to explain that to you. Just keep watching this.
Listen to the jazz come out.
I push the other valve down.
The music goes round and round. And it comes out here.
Where?
Here.
There?
No,
there?
No, there.
Oh, there.
Yes, dear. That's it. Very good. Let's take it from where the kid comes in again. Hey, she was wonderful. Oh,
yeah. Now, this is what it's come to in our country. And, of course, that's Danny Kaye from the movie. I think the movie was The Five Nickels or something like that, about Red Nickels, the jazz musician. But, of course, that song, that classic, goes way back before that. I think Tommy Dorsey might have been the first one to have it, but I'm not sure who did that first. But, you know, the music comes in here, and it goes round and round. You push the valves in, it comes out the end, right? Do we have to explain this to the musicians and the symphony orchestras today? Do they understand where the music comes out? Do they understand where the breath comes out? Take a look at this picture here. This was a picture on social media. And you got people in an orchestra playing with masks on. With masks on. And look at these woodwind players and these brass players. People playing wind instruments. And they've got holes cut in their little slits. Just big enough so they can stick the mouthpiece down there, right? And then they blow on their clarinet or their flute or their trumpet or their French horn, and the music goes round and round, and it comes out where? It comes out the end. If the air wasn't coming out, you wouldn't be hearing it. And what is in that air? Let's see. Was it stopped by the mask? Was it the virus or something? We're told we can't have church services because people singing with masks on, that's going to get everybody sick. But you can have a symphony concert, wear your mask as a sign of submission. And then, there you go, that's what you need. You need to put the mute on it. Yeah, different kind of mute. Put a medical mask, an N95 mask on the end of your clarinet or your trumpet or whatever. Oh, this is the insanity of 2020. I can't wait for hindsight of 2020. Anyway, when do we get out of this Twilight Zone nightmare of idiocracy? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, so you can't have singing, even with a mask on, says, California's governor, Newsom. These guys are coming up with a bunch of them here. But you can't have a symphony concert with people put slits in and then they play the musical instruments. That'll just be fine. Just be fine. Well, here's some more silly stuff coming out. Here's Fauci, because, I played for you earlier. Eric Schmidt, former Google exec, now one of our world technocrat leaders, just like Bill Gates. They're going to tell us how long this is going to last. And, we just heard from Eric Schmidt, it's never going to end. And if you want to make money, invest in a company that's going to be making tests, because the tests are never going to stop. Well, it all hangs on the fabrication of asymptomatic transmission, doesn't it? I read for you earlier the pronouncements of Francis Fukuyama. I think it was his name, yeah, Fukuyama. He said, this is very different from Ebola. You get Ebola and you die. So it doesn't transmit. We don't have an epidemic. Well, they told us that we had an epidemic. It was Fauci and the World Health Organization. Were they lying to us? Well, yes, they were lying to us about that. And they're also lying to us about this. But the lie is different. Now they're saying, Ebola is not that dangerous because you get it and you die and you can't pass it on. Well, you do pass it on. But with this stuff, it's not deadly. And it's asymptomatic, but you can pass it on to everybody. Everybody's got it. We don't even know. So we're going to have to do test after test after test and wear your mask forever. Because it's this thing in the air, this new superstition never goes away. That's what Eric Schmidt is telling us. Well, here's what Fauci had to say. He said, Without asymptomatic transmission, it all goes away. Oh, okay. Let's run that clip of Fauci, the expert, telling us how this all works.
Seems to get lost in that question is that, as Bob said, and I agree, we would really like to see the data, because if there is asymptomatic transmission, it impacts certain policies that you do regarding screening, et cetera. But the one thing historically people need to realize, that even if there is some asymptomatic transmission, in all the history of respiratory-borne viruses of any type, asymptomatic transmission has never been the driver of outbreaks. The driver of outbreaks is always a symptomatic person. Even if there's a rare asymptomatic person that might transmit, an epidemic is not driven by asymptomatic carriers.
Oh, so you mean Francis Fukuyama and the CFR got that wrong? You mean Eric Schmidt got that wrong? You mean we don't have to wear the mask and do tests forever if people are just asymptomatic? No, this isn't asymptomatic transmission, folks. This is asymmetric warfare. Economic warfare, political warfare against you. That's what this is. There is no asymptomatic transmission. Listen to Fauci himself. He hasn't changed his tune yet. He may do it. He changed his tune on masks, but he may not change his tune on asymptomatic transmission. But then again, he may. I don't know. CDC says the same thing. It's in print now. CDC still says, will not say that masks are going to protect you. They may protect you. Actually, they don't say that even. They don't say the mask may protect you. The mask may protect other people. Your mask may protect other people, and their mask may protect you, just like your vaccine may protect them. Their vaccine may protect you. But we can't show that vaccines actually work. There is no such thing. We don't do double-blind tests because vaccines are preventative, and you can't expose half of the group to a disease that they claim is going to kill you, even though they now say it's not deadly. This is the circular logic. And the music goes in here, and it goes round and round and round, and it comes out on the mainstream media, the Drudge Report, and it just keeps going, and we just keep locking down and down and down this downward spiral, because the lies keep going round and round, and they keep morphing it. And so now we got the University of Alabama reporting over 500 cases of COVID-19. A Tuscaloosa bar has shut down for 2 weeks over an unacceptable rise in COVID-19 cases. Is anybody sick? No. No, they tested people. They're testing all the university people. Remember, I gave you the report about what's going on at Texas A&M. So, we got 5,000 tests. We just ordered these, and we got some more on order. Make sure you buy stock in that, says Eric Schmidt. You know, that company, that they've got these things back ordered, and, 5,000 of these things, and we've got some more thousands of them coming. And when they come in, they're going to pull you up at random, and they'll send you a text message, and you better be there within 48 hours to get your test, or you're going to get kicked out of this university that you spent tens of thousands of dollars to get through a couple of years. Yeah, by the way, I haven't talked about Liberty University. I don't like to get into situations where people have moral failings. It certainly looks like that's the case. Their allegations at this point were not proven. But it looks like there's a lot of problems there, to say the least, and not just confined to the president, but around the people who would not stand up to him, not hold him accountable. And, of course, he's being put out there by the left as the face of Christ. He's not the face of Christ. He's not even a pastor. He's a lawyer. Nevertheless, when I look at the economics of this stuff, just like we're talking about people complying with this stuff at the university, because they've already invested a lot of time and a lot of money. My daughter, who just graduated, we're looking at this. Never been big supporters of college. Didn't want my sons to go to college. Still don't want them to go to college. Didn't really want my daughter to go to college. But she was looking at some. She had a lot of friends who were doing it. So I was like, all right, we'll look into it. Maybe an online school like Liberty, where you're not going to be unduly influenced by these people. And we think that maybe they would not be pushing some of the radical nonsense that's being pushed out. The Marxism, the communism, the over-sexualization, and the insanity. So we looked at it. $53,000 for 4 years. My wife said, no, thanks. They will not stop. They keep coming back. And when I looked at this Liberty University thing, 110,000 students. Now, you multiply that out by 53,000 over a four-year period that you pay for a degree. Oh, that's about $5.8 billion. See, that's where your corruption comes from. That's where your corruption comes from, right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.